It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Another presidential debate last night, moderated by CNN and involving all eight Democratic candidates. But this one came with a twist. The questions were submitted by video posted online at YouTube by ordinary voters. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson was there.
Right from the start, a guy with a soul patch, a baseball cap, and a tattoo made it clear he expected something different from the candidates.
I'm wondering, since this is such a revolutionary debate, that if you as politicians can do something revolutionary, and that is to actually answer the questions that are posed to you tonight versus beating around the bush, so to speak, that would be wonderful.
The videos were homemade, but they got right to the point. Barry Mitchell from Philadelphia pushed the Democrats to go beyond the easy chorus of end the war now.
Are we watching the same blanket war? I certainly wasn't a big fan of the invasion slash liberation, and sickens me to hear about soldiers wounded and getting killed daily, not to mention innocent Iraqis. But how do we pull out now? Government shaky, bonds daily, and isn't it our responsibility to get these people up on their feet?
Although the Democrats are united on ending the war, they don't agree on how to get out. Here's Senator Joseph Biden.
You know we can't just pull out now. Let's get something straight. It's time to start to tell the truth. The truth of the matter is, if we started today, it would take 1 year, 1 year to get 160,000 troops physically out of Iraq logistically.
But New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson wants out lock, stock, and barrel.
There's a difference between the senators and me on when we get our troops out. I've been very clear. 6 months, but no residual forces.
Since she cast her vote to authorize the war, Senator Hillary Clinton has moved steadily to align herself with the anti-war sentiment in her party. But last night, she said she was for a safe, orderly, and careful withdrawal, which may mean a slower one than some Democrats want.
You know, I have done extensive work on this, and the best estimate is that we can probably move a brigade a month if we really accelerate it, maybe a brigade and a half or two a month. That is a lot of months.
Senator Barack Obama took the opportunity to remind voters that he opposed the war from the beginning, and Clinton did not.
The time for us to ask how we were going to get out of Iraq was before we went in, and that is something that too many of us failed to do. We failed to do it.
When Obama says we, he means she. The candidates were also asked about whether they would be willing to meet without preconditions with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Cuba, and North Korea. Here's Senator Obama.
I would. And the reason is this, that the notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of this administration, is ridiculous.
Senator Clinton got the question next.
Well, I will not promise to meet with the leaders of these countries during my first year. I will promise a very vigorous diplomatic effort, because I think it is not that you promise a meeting at that high a level before you know what the intentions are. I don't want to be used for propaganda purposes.
Clinton is determined to present herself as tough, strong, and ready to be commander-in-chief. No sooner had she uttered those words than her campaign had posted the clip on its website, touting it as, quote, the video moment of the debate. But for the most part, it was the questions that stole the show. There was a talking snowman who asked, of course, about climate change.
Hello, Democratic candidates. I've been growing concerned that global warming, the single most important issue to the snowmen of this country, is being neglected.
There was the woman who wanted to know, if elected, would the candidates agree to be paid minimum wage? And the cancer patient who took off her wig to reveal a head turned bald by chemotherapy. And there was this.
Hi, my name's Mary.
My name is Jen.
And we're from Brooklyn, New York. If you were elected President of the United States, would you allow us to be married to each other?
Only one of the candidates gave them the answer they wanted to hear, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Barry and Jen, the answer to your question is yes.
Then there was the guy who sang his question about taxes.
My taxes put some kids through college I can't afford to send myself. Now tell me, if you were elected president, what would you do to help?
The other party's presidential hopefuls will get a chance to face a similar barrage of quirky homemade videos in September when YouTube and CNN host a Republican debate in Florida.
Pay taxes on my clothes and food, pay taxes on my place.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, taxes on my land, every year y'all make me pay.